All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. That was a great interview with Allison Sinclair. And Boomer, you've got a young one who just entered into the school environment.
Yeah,
I know you know that school. Obviously, it's the same one you grew up in. Your mom worked there for years and years, but I know you have a greater trust in the quality of what's going to happen at that school. But it's amazing to think you got kids school age and then what they might be seeing and hearing.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, that's part of the reason we moved from, you know, the Tennessee area. There's some great schools in Tennessee, but we wanted to know what our kids were learning.
Yeah.
And almost, you know, have that relationship so that we could find out exactly what they're learning, not wonder.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And, you know, I know that homeschooling is always an option, but but sometimes you have to also have to balance that with the rest of life, like jobs. And for that matter, is the parent the best person to be the teacher as well? You know, whatever. And so, yeah, parents have to have a right to choose the options that is best for their child. But then you want to know, too, that if you choose one where they're outside of your home, that they're not just being indoctrinated in things you would never allow in your home.
Right. And what caught me so off guard, obviously my kids are young, was hearing that the parents had to go through so many loopholes just to find out what their kids were learning. And on some fates, I mean, they didn't even find out. I mean, that blows my mind and infuriates me, and it should infuriate every parent out there, and they should know exactly what their kids are learning.
Yeah, and I'm really bugged by I've had Wayne Reynolds on my show several times, and I've known Wayne for a bit through the Republican Party contacts, but I'm really bugged by the fact that the State Board of Education member, the Wayne Reynolds, that Allison said that when he said, "We want to know if you're ever, you know, seeing anything out there, tell us," and then when they told him, he deleted their posts and blocked them from being able to post anymore.
I mean, really, he wanted to do it, and then he deletes it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to reach out to Wayne. And Wayne, if you're listening, you're welcome to call in. But I'd like to hear more about that. Like, the whys, why would you solicit the information and then, like, cut people off for responding with the information you just asked for? Especially when you're saying that's something you care about. Well, folks, here's the bottom line. I'm wrapping up this segment. Your grassroots are showing. Well, grassroots are I've watched grassroots be effective. Local Alabama is making waves right now, so much so that AL.com had to write an article about what they're doing. The folks down in the Gulf Coast area, they got together and made waves about a toll bridge. The folks in Etowah County, they got together and made waves about a chicken rendering plant that would have been right next to their schools, and it turned into an entire movement that is now supporting candidates they believe in for office. And so all said and done, and the Mountain Brook families, huge deal. Mountain Brook family saying that CRT stuff is not going to happen in our schools. They're one of the only ones in the nation to actually get it pulled out of their schools. But it's in 42 schools right now in Huntsville. You see a grassroots issue, get you a grassroots movement. Your grassroots are showing. Get her done. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got plenty more where that came from. We're talking about Afghanistan next. Y'all stay tuned.